Pizza Pals, that's our name. That name again is Pizza Pals. Hello out there in podcast land. This is Pepperoni.
And I'm Cheesy Deezy.
And we're back with another exciting installment of...
The Pizza Pals.
The Pizza Pals. So we are... It is the middle of November.
Yep.
It's getting colder outside. We were at home. We decided it was time to make some pizza, record another episode of the Pizza Pals.
And today's episode is very special because of what, Pepperoni?
We're using a new technique today. Exciting technique.
And that technique is stuffed crust pizza.
Stuffed crust, homemade stuffed crust pizza. Daisy had the idea today.
We used cheese strings. That was my idea in there.
That's right. We used a regular crust.
Armstrong cheese strings.
Armstrong brand cheese strings. Marble cheese strings. Yeah. So let's talk about the pizza first. So tell us about the technique, quickly.
The technique is you kind of put the cheese strings around the edge, you fold over the crust, and you make sure that it's made, you press it into the bottom so it's like a pocket so your cheese mm-hmm. doesn't escape from the crust.
Mm-hmm. So did you find it very difficult?
It was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you folded it over, then you put sauce.
Sauce. I put olive oil on the crust so that way it wouldn't burn on the top. I put cheese, and I decided on Clermont style, so I used European wieners from the Harvest brand tonight.
Oh, yes. Good call. I'm not sure what makes a wiener European.
Maybe it was made in Europe.
Maybe. But anyway.
It tastes different.
That's something we can look up for a future episode. And then I made a traditional pizza. I didn't do the stuffed crust. So my pizza, we used the sauce. Then I got some double-smoked in-store made ham from Europa. Diced that. A little cheddar on top. It was an homage to the Great White North.
Not a whole lot of cheese, though. You did extra sauce, less cheese.
Yes, I went for a sauce-forward pizza tonight.
Let's talk about your sauce tonight, actually.
Yeah, I feel it turned out really excellent. I used one onion. At this point, I think I finally got the thickness down. Sometimes I've had too many diced onions or they were too firm. I think everything came together.
Luscious sauce.
And a secret ingredient. A little bit of beef stock concentrate to add a little salty snap to it.
Yeah. Here's what...
But anyway, what was your score for your pizza?
Let's talk about crust for a second first.
Okay.
I added a little bit of extra garlic olive oil today, which made it really delicious, actually a lot easier to work with.
It's very supple.
And I also added garlic powder to a regular dough, which made it really delicious. My score on this pizza was... I'm going to put it at an 8. Because I felt like it was really floury on the bottom, which I didn't like.
Oh.
But,
which is my fault. We ran out of parchment paper, so we had to really flour the bottom of it this time.
I liked the stuffed crust. I really did like that part. I felt like the dough was almost too thick, so it was, like, almost too much. And I thought I could have used more sauce on it. But other than that, all the ingredients were good. Tasted good.
See, and I'm higher than you. I'm giving your pizza a 9. I thought it was really, really good.
Yeah.
Mine, I would put it around an 8. What did Mom say? Mom, of course, isn't with us this evening because she's never allowed to be here because she's our number one fan. Shout out to Mom.
Yep. Sauce was tangy and great. Cheese crust was nice and crispy. And she didn't even expect to like it either. She said that she wouldn't like it.
Oh, wow.
Hot dogs brought it down. So did the flour on the bottom. 6 out of 10.
Oh.
That is brutal.
Oh, she just set us up with the praise and then smacked us down with the score at the end. Oh,
that was so mean.
Okay, so we were talking today about marble cheese.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, why isn't marble cheese just really pale orange because they must mix it together in a vat? Like, how does it maintain whiteness and cheddarness?
So I was right about this. Actually, they're both cheddar cheeses. One is just white cheese and one is orange.
Okay,
cheese.
How do they stick them together?
They use curds of two different colors, and then they smush them.
Okay, so how do they make sure that after they smush them, they don't spring apart?
Because cheese is soft, so you can squish it.
See, and I wondered if maybe they used an adhesive.
Move on.
Adhesive. Do you get it? So it's not adhesive, but I put the word cheese in the middle. Adhesive. What do you think about that?
No comment. No comment. That's all I'm going to give you, man.
Okay, so...
Should we do a shout-out to one of our fans today? night. Who would you like to shout out to, Bob Rooney?
Well, you know, we got fans all over northwestern Alberta, you know, sending out to our Dawson Creek crew, our Edmonton crew, you know, our listener in Germany, whoever listened in Anchorage one time.
Our Alaskan fan.
Yeah, and we cannot forget our Seattle crew.
Yep, and our local Grand Prairie crew, also shout out to you.
Anyway, I think the timer didn't go off, so let's end it now.
All right.
Pizza Pals, that's our name. That name again is Pizza Pals.
Good night, everybody.